Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. And before I forget it, I'm going to introduce the rest of the panel tonight. Bob Griswold.
Hello.
Bob is a husband of Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Chauffeur. I'm the chauffeur.
He's a chauffeur. I'm sorry, Bob's the chauffeur. And Mary is an author, publisher, owner, whatever.
Chief right, cook and bottle washer?
Yes, of rightwinggranny.com. And that's a conservative blog that's worth visiting to find out all the things that are going on. And we're going to talk about a post that she had on today's rightwinggranny.com here in just a moment. And I think you'll find it very interesting. Then we have Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
From Joyzy. Right?
Yep. Yeah. Don't hold it against
Exit
her.
Eight.
Yeah, I don't hold it against her. And could you raise up a little bit there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were sitting in a hole or something.
Wow.
And then we have Melissa with us.
Got anything? Hello.
Yeah, okay. Rainer James.
Hi.
Rainer is very active in CCTA. She is coordinates all of the stuff that we have that goes in the County Compass newspaper on the CCTA page. She puts that together, does a great job. She's our membership chairman. She's been chair of a number of committees, including our legislative action committees in the past, things like that. And she's wife of Hal James.
Hello there.
Hal is our vice chair and also chair of our watchdog committee and just a bunch of other things. So that's our regular panel, our regular group. And we are here to try and benefit you by sharing with you news from a different perspective than mainstream media. Because
you mean we're going to tell the truth?
We're going to try. If we don't tell the truth, somebody needs to let us know. Mainstream media, in case you are not aware, is owned by six corporations. So they all are telling you the same version of the news, if you want to call it news. But normally or usually it's just talking points that they've coordinated. They release at 4 a.m. in the morning. And then when you turn on the early morning news, you're hearing, no matter which channel you go to, you're hearing the same things being discussed and talked about, those same talking points.
Generally with the same verbs and adverbs and adjectives.
And lies. I mean distortions. I mean untrue, you know.
Yeah, that.
All right. Okay, so we what we will do is we'll try to give you information from a different perspective, and we'll always try to provide you the source of the information. We're not going to tell you that it's absolutely 100% true or false. We're going to tell you what it is and encourage you to go out and do your own research. Now, we are constitutional conservatives. So, naturally, we're looking for compliance to the Constitution.
Hear, hear.
We're looking for people that will stand up, and especially those in elected office who have taken an oath to do this, stand up and defend and support the Constitution. So, that's our perspective, is we're looking in those directions. And hopefully you are too. If not, maybe we can change your mind. Or if you'll be vocal enough and contact us and share with us your viewpoint, maybe you can change our mind.
That chance.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Rainer is a little stubborn.
A little.
So with all that being said, again, I say welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And please listen to our sponsors and go out and support them, because that's the reason we're here, able to visit with you on the weekends like this, is because of our loyal sponsors. And they're having a tough time right now.
Yes,
with all this shutdown going on. Mary, you notified me about a post on Right Wing Granny that you thought we should talk about today, and I went and read it when I got off work, and I agree with you. We need to talk about it. It's the first I had heard of it.
Well, this has been in the works for a while. Now, my source was the National Review, an article by Stanley Kurtz. And there's also a very good article up at Powerline written by Paul Merengoff, who's one of the guys who writes for Powerline. And this is an Obama program. The Obama administration's Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Initiative. And, you know,
say that again.
You can name anything to make it sound good. This is about as unfair as you can get. And the basic plan is to eliminate single-family housing in the suburbs and essentially turn the suburbs into the cities. If you go back, if you really want to go to the roots of this, it's in Agenda 21.
I remember back several years ago in Agenda 21, they talked about a very similar thing. They talked about we ought to leave the forest for the animals and wildlife, and we ought to get everybody out of the suburbs into big cities and high-rise buildings for houses.
Well, we saw this in Massachusetts. One of the ways that they were quietly trying to move people off their acreage was they passed a law about
Title V.
I thought it was title. It was about sewers and septic tanks, et cetera, et cetera. And if you owned a farm, say, on three or a house on 3 acres of land, and you had a septic tank or a whatever the other word is, there's another word for that too, the field that leaching field.
Drainage whatever. Field?
Yeah. If you had, you know, like a private sewer system on your property, they did something so that you were required to hook up to a city sewer system. Well, if you're a mile from the pipeline, the cost of that is prohibitive. And they were forcing farmers and people with big land off their land by requiring them to be part of a city sewer system. And that was one way that we saw Massachusetts begin to implement Agenda 21, although they didn't call it that. But this is the same kind of thing. And the article at the Daily Signal points out that Joe Biden is thoroughly committed to this program.
Yep.
And we need to be aware when we make our decisions in November, what are we voting for? Are we voting for the right to have our own house in the suburbs, or are we voting against our own right to do that?
Absolutely, I agree, Al.
Mary, I read that on Right Wing Granny, and it really reminded me of something right here in Craven County. Now, they passed a rule at the Craven County Board of Commissioners that if anyone applies for changes in their zoning, such as you want to go to a commercial zone from, housing zone, you have to also apply for an annexation to the city. So they're trying to force people to get enough requests for annexation that they can annex. I know another thing that happened along those lines. There was a woman that had property over on the Trent River. They raised the taxes on it so high that she was forced to sell it. And who bought it? The city. So they could jump across the Trent River, and that would get them close enough within 5 miles to annex
Taberna.
And then Carolina from Taberna, Colors. They could go to Carolina Colors and then annex it. So you can see that the city is trying to creep right on down Route 70 and trying to get everybody involved, you know, paying taxes to the city.
I'm not as concerned about the city creep as long as they don't enforce the zoning with the no single family houses. But I think the city creep is dangerous.
Yes. Right.
And it's part and parcel of the same thing, because the attempt is to get higher tax revenues into inner cities.
Yes.
To even out the financial wherewithal of people. They're trying to equate, say that if you can't afford to buy a single family house, then that's racist because you're probably black, which is an absolute insult to everybody.
Yes, but including
that's,
the blacks.
That's part and parcel of the same thing, mm-hmm. and they've got figured out a lot of sneaky ways to go about it.
Okay, well, you've mentioned Agenda 20. Agenda 21, I'm sorry. My mind's racing ahead. It's now Agenda 2030. And you can still read about and investigate both of those on online. Hal, real quick.
All right. There was something else in Mary's article that reminded me of something that's happened in Craven County in several years back. And that is they talked about a more prosperous county or city being able to join forces with smaller towns who couldn't afford it to provide citizens services. Now, Carts did exactly that. They said that they wanted to be able to have go out in the country and collect all the people that needed transportation. In order to do it, they had to have a 50,000 population. So they used Havelock and Trent Woods and their own population to get up to 50,000 so that they could then provide transportation throughout the whole county to take people to doctor's offices and wherever else they needed to go. So that they're following, that the county is tracking right along with the advice that they're getting from an article like that.
Mm-hmm. And that was part and parcel of Obama's idea. You had a link on that page to an article that Stanley Kurtz did in July of 2015, so almost exactly 5 years ago. And in that, he talked about going to the regional control of various things and eliminating local control mm-hmm. for that purpose.
It's boards.
Mm-hmm. Insidious. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Melissa?
And I just want to bring up that when you're trying to visualize this, that this vision in place, I mean, just think of, you know, kind of your futuristic movies. It's all about streamlining. You know, they're not going to come out and tell you this is to put you all in a box, but they're going to have programs that, you know, make it more appealing to live in the city, make it more appealing, make it cheaper, make it easier, you know, for you to move into that city concrete block. And it's streamlining these cities so we're all in a box, we're all uniform, we're all easier to control.
What makes America, America? Freedom.
Freedom.
What is this?
Yes.
Infringement on our freedom.
Amen.
And guess what? All you people out there complying with this mandatory mask order, you're being prepped. Mm-hmm. When you walk into store and you're told to stand on this X and you stand on that X and you stand on that X, you're being prepped.
Yep,
you're being turned into sheep.
Well, it's called grooming.
Yeah. What's the next step? What are you going to be told next? I'll tell you what you're going to be told next. Vaccine. You've got to have the vaccine.
I'm
the
not
vaccine.
Wearing a mask and I'm not getting the vaccine.
The vaccine's going to be mandatory. Mm-mm. Now, you do your research on some of the things that have come out in vaccines, what they're putting in them.
Population control.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, we don't want to get on any spaceships here. So.
Well, as you've pointed out before, there are YouTube videos of I can't think of the guy's name.
Bill Gates.
Thank you. Bill Gates saying that the,
right.
the
out of
vaccines can be used appropriately for population control and saying that 500 million is the max that there should be on Earth. Well,
yep.
they're what?
300 some million.
Three-fifths of that in the United States already?
Right.
What is he thinking?
Well, he's not the only one. There's a number of them in that socialist arena that do that.
I actually follow a young lady that is from an African country, and I'm sorry that I didn't realize I'd be speaking about her, but I will get her information so that I can give that to you guys next time. But she is a conservative from an African country, and she actually did an amazing detailing of Bill and Melinda Gates
yes.
working with the World Health Organization, going into these African countries, the lower income, and vaccinating all of their children. They line them up because it's free medical health care, and they think they're doing something great. They're actually sterilizing a lot of women, giving them birth control that is not FDA approved, that was actually banned by the U.S. Bill and Melinda Gates took it over to the African countries and are giving it to these women. They are practicing their population control over there, and I will get that information to share with you guys.
And folks, like I said at the beginning of the show, this is information. You go verify it. It's out there. The sources are out there. You can go to TED Talks and or search TED Talks, Bill Gates, and listen to the words out of his own mouth. It's not something that we're an opinion. It's actual fact.
Just one quick one before you go to a break that I want to remind everybody. I'm showing my age. I want to remind everybody, Bill Gates was the person that said nobody will ever need more than 640K of memory
That's
in
right.
a computer.
That's right.
Real quick, I actually have it, and I am so sorry. I'm going to have to spell this for you guys. It's Obianuju, Obianuju, Ekosha, Ekosha. But if you just type in exposing the Gates agenda in Africa, on YouTube, you will come to her channel. She's a brilliant, brilliant woman.
Right. And there's much more out there, folks. Okay. Well, with all that being said, I think it's time for us to take a break and hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we've been talking about some of the socialist ideas and globalist ideas that are being planned for your future by the democratic socialists in this country. And we've got an election coming up, and we just want you to take the information we're giving you, go out and learn as much as you can about it, and use it when you're considering who you're going to vote for. Because if they're coming down on that side, they're have evil intentions, I guarantee you. Mary, did you have something else to add to that?
Yes. The strategy for annexation breaks down into three parts. The first part is use a kind of quota system to force economic integration on the suburbs, pushing urban residents outside of the city. Two, close down suburban growth by regulating development, restricting automobile use, and limiting highway growth and repair, thus forcing would-be suburbanites back into the city. And three, use state and federal tax laws to force suburbs to redistribute tax revenue to poorer cities in their greater metropolitan region. If you force urbanites into suburbs, force suburbanites back into cities, and redistribute suburban tax revenue, then presto, you have effectively abolished the suburbs.
Right. Folks, let me just make it easy on you. You can do your research because this has already been tried here in America. Look up Jamestown, and you'll see how that experiment in socialism worked out.
Well, okay? Plymouth, Pilgrims also tried socialism for a year, and they almost starved.
Right.
Same thing happened both places.
Yep.
Yes.
Rick means Jamestown in Virginia, not James City in North Carolina.
One more thing. Joe Biden not only embraces that affirming, furthering fair housing.
Yeah, he wants to go further.
Yeah. he has signed on with Cory Booker's idea for ending single-family zoning in the suburbs, just
right.
Wiping it out.
Yes.
Presto change-o. If he can remember it, that's what he's going to do if he should get elected.
Well, that's true, too.
But, you know, I mean, that is, we laugh at that, but someone put it very eloquently today when they talked about whose hand was shoved up Biden to make him work. There will be a hand making Biden work, and there are plenty of powerful globalization, socialists who are willing to work behind him, behind the scenes, and get this done. And I'm just telling you guys before it's too late. I mean, how many of you are out there right now shaking your head saying, I can't believe this is America? Every day, I can't believe this happened in America. I can't believe they're doing this in America. This doesn't look like America.
And every time they get away with one more little inch, they take another mile.
They keep taking it. Guys, they took over
that.
Part
to
of the city.
No.
Let me read this to you. Breaking: CPS, Child Protection Services, in L.A. County is trying to remove a child from a parent who tested positive for coronavirus. The tyranny is already starting. You're not going to hear about this in the mainstream media. You need your help. You need to spread this. But, it's got the lawyer here holding up a sign saying they're trying to take away the child of his client. Folks, how far are you going to let them go? They're trying to take away all your freedoms. They're trying to control your children. They've been doing that through the education system for years. That's why we're in the mess we're in now. When you look out there in the streets, look at what's out there participating in these peaceful protests. And Black Lives Matter, for instance, a lot of the protests there. Some of the videos of the Black Lives Matter protest have no black people there.
That's true.
There are no black people there. They're young, white college students. What are they doing? They're following what their professors have taught them and what their professors have told them they need to do, because America is bad, America is evil, and you need to get out here and do something to change it.
I want to go back to something Melissa said about Joe Biden. I don't know if you watched that press conference.
Oh, absolutely.
It was very obvious that he was given a script and the reporters were given a script. And even with a script, he was having trouble keeping up and coming up with coherent sentences. It was really sad to watch it.
And he had teleprompters. Who has teleprompters at a press conference?
But he had notes, and he had, this is who you call on next. This is the answer to their question.
And even gave himself away when he was like, and who was I supposed to call on next? I'm going to get in trouble if I don't. I know I have to call on this person.
It was sad.
It was
because even with the crib notes and the script, he was at a loss, and it was very obvious he was at a loss.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it further illustrates the necessity for people to break away from mainstream media. Not entirely, because you need to know both sides of the story, okay? Don't fall into the far right totally absorbed in that and not know anything in the middle or anything to the left. You need to look at it all so you know the whole story. But folks, mainstream media is just an arm of the DNC. Everything is controlled, it's narrated, it's pre-planned, it's scripted, faked, all those words. I'm serious. You just need to take a look at it and get away from it. Diane was next.
Yeah, I have two things. So as bad as Biden is, and we all know how bad he is because we hear him, there are people coming out saying, oh, I would vote for Biden. Talking about George W. Bush, his administration, a whole bunch of people in his administration say, we're going to vote for Biden. You must really hate your country.
Mark Cuban came out backing him today.
Yeah, and you must hate your country if you want to put that guy in charge of it. So that's the first thing. And now you have, I forgot what else I was going to say, but what we're talking about, these peaceful protests, which are not peaceful, right? All the destruction in
mostly
cities.
Peaceful.
They're not.
Air quote.
Yeah, I mean, there's things on the streets saying, you know, Black Lives Matter, blah, blah, you know, all this stuff. And this is all fueled from hatred of Donald Trump. They hate him so much that they hate their country. And they're lashing out to make it look like he has no control over the country. So if they can do all of this to make Donald Trump look bad, this is just symptomatic. And if we want all this stuff to stop, we have to just get it in our minds that we're going to go in November, we're going to go to the ballot box, and we're going to reject all this nonsense, and we're going to put our country in good hands, and that's to reelect Donald Trump. I don't mean this to be political in any way, but, you know, as between Biden and Donald Trump, there's no comparison, absolutely no comparison.
All right. Melissa?
Well, I just think that what I'm seeing are two totally different sides. Yes, they do hate Trump so much that they are willing to literally burn the country down mm-hmm. to get rid of him. But, you know, when you're looking at the bigger picture, there's no middle ground anymore.
No, there's not.
It is far right and far left, as far away from each other as you can get, because there just is no agreeing. There's no discussion.
Polar opposites, I mean.
It's like two different planets.
Yeah.
And the idea, it really is the two ideas. One, you are either with America first, let's take care of home first, or you are with the globalist,
right.
Period. I mean, and the reason why these people, you know, these big corporations, these super rich elite who are backing the Democrat Party, I'm not going to say they're backing Biden, even though he is the frontispiece, but they're backing him because they want globalization. They want, you know, they talk all the time about, you know, CNN did this long article about how he's an embarrassment, and his phone calls they went in numerous phone calls with other presidents and heads of state, and how embarrassing, and he's just not presidential and just isn't talk the politics. And if you are a globalist, that freaks you out and really upsets you because you want this uniform world.
Yes.
If you're an American, that's okay with you. You're absolutely fine with him getting China out of our lives, our daily, every time you wipe your butt life,
yep.
Getting China out of here, you know, doing the USMCA, or trade deal, you know what I mean? You know, doing all of these business deals that are really putting America back together.
Right. Let me give you an example of what you're talking about, the culture of compliance. I'll just read a couple of things off, Twitter, yeah. Harvard School of Public Health says, we can safely reopen schools if we foster a culture of compliance.
Hogwash.
Culture of compliance.
No, that's not what America is all about. It is about rugged individualism and freedom.
Right. It used to be that.
No.
It used to be that.
Yes, but we're talking about the divisiveness. The people that are on the side of freedom are still that way. And we need to wake each other up. We need to encourage each other. We need to get on the ball and just say no. The mask or a symbol of feudalism. I don't want to go there. I won't go there.
Let me follow up with this next one here. Authoritarian politicians are demanding unanimous submission to defeat the virus. The whole, you are responsible for health of others narrative isn't a coincidence. It plays into their end game perfectly. Contact tracing, massive surveillance, etc. It's a collectivist utopia.
No.
Hal, we need to take a break, but go ahead if it's real quick.
I'm not even sure I can remember anybody else what we're talking about. I know one thing that I did want to say is neither Diane nor I, and she's a great historian, really great friends of Abraham Lincoln. We didn't admire him that much. But this modern thing where they're talking about tearing down his statue, it just flies in the face of everything else they seem to be. You know, he's the guy that helped emancipate the blacks and give them their freedom, fought a war over it. I don't think it was a justified war, but that's what happened. And they're going to tear down that. And then I heard a speculation about it. Now, the source I've forgotten, Rick, so forgive me, but speculation was just because he's a white person they wanted to tear it down.
Well, guys, that's all part of the globalization. I mean, you have to continuously look at the bigger picture. This isn't just about America. It's not about your city. This isn't about some statues. This is a race in America. They want one world order. And if you're a Christian, you know that's the end game.
And you know what? There's a lot of young college kids out there and millennials and all that. Oh, we're full of it. That's never going to happen. It's already happened, folks. Read your history books. This has happened in history time and time again.
Go read Revelations. That's a better idea than reading the history book.
That's a good place to start.
Just to go, seriously, we know one world order. How often have you heard that? That is the goal. That's Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. That is the goal. That's their end game.
All right.
And we are just feeding right into it. If you're not having symptoms and you're going to get tested to be put into a contract tracing.
Right.
Really? Come on.
Folks, culture of compliance. That should scare the hell out of everybody.
I.e. indoctrination.
Right. We got to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and we have our distinguished panel together here to bring you more news and information. One I just saw that I hadn't heard anything about. Supreme Court rules that foreign Soros-backed operatives do not have First Amendment rights. The ruling was against the Soros-backed Alliance for Open Society International. The Supreme Court issued a ruling on Monday making it clear that a major front of progressive billionaire oligarch George Soros does not have First Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution.
I love it.
Beep, beep.
At least they got one right.
Well, yep. I don't understand the logic, though. Why can't he say whatever he wants to say?
They don't have First Amendment rights, and they're not citizens of this country. Our constitutional freedoms and rights.
Oh, absolutely right. I thought they're not citizens. I understand the logic of it.
He is, but the organization is
not. Oh, okay. The Supreme Court got another one right yesterday.
What?
They said that school vouchers could be used
for religious
schools.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good one.
That was great.
And that's a big one.
You know what disturbs me about that a little bit, though? Aren't we now going to have Muslim schools in America?
We already do.
Not only Muslim schools, you also have Muslim police forces that are controlling cities now.
New York City has a Muslim has a separate police force, not city funded, but that the Muslims have set up.
Oh, good.
And they have their
no-go.
They have their no-go zones that you don't go in there. The police don't go in there. That's strictly under their control. Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Pay attention, people.
Also, many of our public school textbooks, particularly the history books, have been funded with money from Saudi Arabia and are very pro-Muslim and anti-Islam.
I was aware of that.
Yes.
Anti-Israel, not anti-Islam.
Yeah.
Hal?
What?
You had a couple of things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I did. Well, one of them was a meeting that I attended just last night, and that was the North Raleigh Kitchen Table Meeting. And Diane was the guest speaker. And she talked about the Second Amendment, the history of the Second Amendment, the decisions that the Supreme Court has made over the many years about the Second Amendment, how it's changed a little bit over the years and things like that.
Not the Second Amendment, but the interpretation.
The interpretation of it, exactly. And I just thought it was great. It was a good treatise. It was a lengthy meeting, as it should have been. And I just thought she did an excellent job, and I wanted to congratulate her on such an excellent job of explaining the Second Amendment in such great depth. I mean, she talked about the culture that had been involved, the years in England with the common law there, and various things that affected it.
And well,
it was real educational.
I'm sure it was. I just have a lot of difficulty in understanding how in depth you have to go for some people to understand shall not be infringed.
Well, they finally come around to an originalist approach, which was her whole point, was it not, Diane?
Yeah, let me speak right at the end, and I said, "What don't you understand about it? Shall not be infringed?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Reminds me of an old country song. What do you not know? Understand about no?
Yeah. I admire Diane's depth of knowledge on the subject and all. I just still have difficulty in understanding why it takes so much of an explanation. It's just our founding fathers were look at the whole Declaration of Independence and look at our Constitution. Yeah. We have bills on the floor of the House today that are hundreds of times larger, you know, and accomplish nothing.
But they haven't talked about King George and a tyrannical government and things like that that they were fighting when they set this up.
Yeah. It was our founders' intent that we, the people, understand the documents they were writing to create our country. Those bills you're talking about that are so long, they don't intend for anybody to understand it. They want to be able to handle it the way they want to handle it, to control us. It's apples and watermelons.
It's definitely intentional. Let me quote. You'll probably recognize when I tell you. We've got to pass it.
So we can find know out what's in it.
Yes, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. I was going to say one of our leaders, but that would be doing an injustice. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah.
Pseudo leader.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. A lot of those bills are full of double speak, double talk. They're not written by your elected officials in the first place. They're written by special interest groups, lobbyists, enemies of our state, the United States. They're actually putting the things together. And we are electing these people to go up there and legislate, and they're not doing it.
We need to be more careful and more involved.
Yes.
Well, that's a really good point. If it scares you, the things that are coming out of there, you know, it's not just about you going to vote. It's about you educating your neighbors, your friends, your family. You know, we need to speak up. Silent majority, no more.
Right.
We can't be.
Absolutely. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
You know, if you have your ear to the ground, guys, I'm telling you, pay attention. I keep saying the bigger picture here, but, you know, about the statues and the Constitution has come up a lot. If you, and I know everyone has jobs and you're not like me who sits glued to the YouTube all day, but, you know, I see a lot of these clips from people's personal cell phones that they post online. And so you hear what these protesters are saying, and they're condemning the Constitution. It's not their Constitution. It's not their flag. You know, they're laying no claim to it. It's first goes the statues, then goes the flag, then goes the Constitution. You know, it's, again, one world order. I mean, I know I keep repeating myself tonight, but it's just the bigger picture is becoming clearer if you are paying attention.
Yep, absolutely. What you're saying there about spreading the word and sharing, I don't want to get our show, our panel, labeled as conspiracy theorists, but there's already a group, a large group, a worldwide group of people out there that are doing just that, and they're being called digital warriors, because mainstream media is projecting this socialist globalist narrative out there, and in order to combat that, they're using social media and other of methods with blogs and things on the internet. So they're digital warriors fighting this battle. You may recognize some of them because they all use a simple phrase, where we go one, we go all. And it's a very well-organized group out there. Actually, there's no leadership. It's just, you know, patriots that are trying to get the word out and spread the word. Real quick, Diane, before I go to you, I want to just, this was a good one. It says, first the mask, then the forced vaccinations. You better start making noise and refuse to wear the mask, because the next step will be too late for retreat. If the government announced tonight that the public must now crawl around on their hands and knees because the virus hovers 3 foot above the ground, a lot of people would actually do it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Would actually do it.
I have two things to say. For Melissa, if people say this Constitution is not mine, I don't recognize it, these statues offend me, I don't recognize them, well, then they don't have to stay here.
You would think that, but what happened in Seattle? What happened in the chop zone and the Chaz? Yes, it did. It did this time.
Yeah.
This time.
But if you live here and this is your country, then implicitly the Constitution governs you. Implicitly, those statutes are part of our collective history. And if you don't want to acknowledge that, well, then they have to do something. Put you in jail, re-indoctrinate you, but do something. But you cannot, one person, a group of people, cannot disrupt the country. They can't. You know, we've had wars. We've thousands, hundreds of thousands have died for this country. And then for Rayner, you were saying that they pass all these bills, gun control bills, in Congress. If it's anything counter to what was decided in District of Columbia versus Heller or McDonnell versus Chicago, those are the two big decisions to give us the notion that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms. If any of those bills run contrary to these opinions, that's not a law. That's because that's null and void from the start. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's unconstitutional. So if they don't know that and they still try to waste time by putting those through, that's, we have to get rid of this government, or we have to do something. We got to call them all out. We have a bunch of morons in government. We all know that. You know, I read something today about
on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, yeah, they're morons. You can't give them anything to read, anything past like 2 and 3 pages, because they won't read it.
Right.
Right? And that's sad. That's really sad, because in my mind, I'm thinking, well, they're in their office, they're reading these things, and they got their officials, you know, they're all reading different things. But that's not the case.
They don't read and they don't debate.
No. So, but that's where we are, and we have to realize that you can't give in to this notion just because a law has been passed and just because they don't like the statute, they don't like the Constitution. They're here to stay.
I'll quit.
Diane, I know that you talked about that they won't read. There have been pictures of Congress in session, and they're all there playing solitaire on their computers.
I sat in the chambers during the impeachment, you know, proceedings, and yeah, you know, they were sleeping, they were walking around, but they were doing a lot of things other than really listening. Mostly it's because Schiff was talking. So,
oh well, that explains it.
Yeah. Good point. Okay, let's take a break. Hear from our sponsors. We'll come back and pick up this conversation.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our 3 locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we've been having some good conversation today and hope you are getting something out of it. I want you to remember a few things that we've talked about here today. Freedom, America first. That's what we're after here. That's our whole agenda, is adherence to our Constitution, our founding principles, and getting people activated and involved It's time, as Melissa said, no more silent majority. It's time to be vocal. It's time to be active. It's time to be heard, to be seen, to be present, to stand up and take back our freedom, take back our country. You know, we lost a lot of lives fighting for the rights and the freedoms that we have, protecting the rights and freedoms we have. We have got to remember the sacrifices that have been made and not let them be in vain. And, you know, talking about our veterans, Hal, you just went to a meeting, I believe, with VFW.
Yes, it was VFW. The meeting was held at the one that they say is Newport. But if you go down toward Route 24 on, I can't think of the name of that road.
Hibbs Road.
Hibbs Road. You're almost out to Route 24. You come to that VFW building. And there was a good gathering there. There was a lot of folks there. And it was being, I guess you'd say, what's the right word? The people that were setting the stage and talking to everybody. And was this Senator Rob Rabin?
Ron.
Ron Rabin, excuse me. And he is a retired U.S. Senator. He's also a retired colonel from the U.S. Army. And he's very good. Pete Benton, who was on the President's Honor Guard, started with President Reagan and up through Bush and some of them. And he was there and made presentations. Well, they talked about keeping America's commitment to veterans. And, of course, they were all veterans there, so they were all talking about that particular subject. But one of the things that they had, they introduced a fellow. His name is Captain Joe DiBella, and he's the president of Cricket 2. Now, I think he's a charter captain. I don't think that's an 06 in the Navy, but a charter captain. And it sent a veteran fishing. And they talk about enriching the lives of disabled and combat wounded veterans with fishing adventures aboard the Cricket 2. In other words, a fishing vessel that goes out and takes these people out free. And he had a very moving presentation about his commitment to those veterans and how much they've been able to do and what it means to the veterans and their families to for them to be able to go out on a charter, you know, boat like that. So that was really great. They talked about the need to reform the VA and some of the things that particularly President Trump's contributions to help straighten out some of the problems that they've had in the VA. So they were very appreciative of that and showed that. They had introduced various people and talked about their commitment and their service in the military. All in all, Rain and I enjoyed it very much. It was a good meal there, too. And it was good fellowship and just a real good tribute to veterans and their families.
Right. Well, since you brought up veterans and you mentioned Ronald Reagan, I think it'd be a good time to quote Ronald Reagan in a speech that he made. There was a time when our children stood at attention and with pride put their hand on their heart and in one united voice recited the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a time when strength and honor meant something. There was a time when standing for our flag meant something. There was a time when our history, our heritage was taught with pride and respect. There was a time when respect was given to those who served, bled, and died to protect and defend our freedom. There was a time when we were grateful. There was a time when our accomplishments meant something. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united under the American flag, a flag that was carried in battle by brave patriots as a symbol of freedom and justice for all, no matter race, religion, or background. A beacon of hope when flown, a mark of respect to their memory, to those who willfully sacrificed their lives to defend. There was a time when we, the people, decided our future. There was a time when we, the people, had a voice. There was a time when we, the people, were united and strong. There was a time when the media was free from political bias and corruption. There was a time when our elected leaders stood their ground, dug in, and defended those they represented. How many men and women in uniform are currently serving on the front lines abroad, only to look back in horror to see the homeland on fire? What does the word patriot mean to you? Land of the free, home of the brave, now is not the time to be complacent. Will you answer the call? Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day, we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in the United States, where men were free.
Amen.
Ronald Reagan.
Absolutely. It's not all lost yet. We can still fight and turn this thing around.
Amen.
Well, absolutely. And that was just something I wanted to close with, is that, you know, and you brought it up that, yeah, they do live under this Constitution. But what I'm saying is that they can't take our country. But we have to be aware. It's happening quickly. It's happening fast. They are out there working for it. We have to stand up and be proud. When they say make America great again, you're always, when was America ever great? When was America ever great? Yeah. You know, there was a time, like he just said, you know, that you had pride in being an American. You saw that, you got a tear in your eye. You saw that flag, your heart swelled with pride. You know, that is the great America, when you're proud to stand up and be American.
Take a trip to France, Normandy. Ask the kids there, the teenagers, the ones that have finished school, when was America great? They'll tell you.
They'll tell you, yes. When they landed on that beach. They know all about it.
Yes, they do. And I sure wish our current generation knew a lot more about it. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today's show. We want to wish you all a happy and safe 4th of July. And I ask you to visit cctaxpayers.com and come back and listen to Wake Up Call again next week.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.